And now, Daniel, we have a very special guest, Terry Cowgill, a Connecticut News Junkie columnist, because there is election coming up.
That's right. Terry in the Touch Points Rehab Interview Chair. Terry, welcome to Brad and Dan.
Thank you very much. Please be with you.
Well, we've got a big election a week from today for both the vacant Senate seat in the 2nd District and the vacant Senate seat in the 32nd District. And you wrote a column, Terry, that, you know, if these things turn out the right way, the Republicans could gain control of the Senate. Talk about that.
Yeah. What we've got is a situation where the best laid plans of the power brokers at the Capitol could very well go awry. Because I think, as people recall, in November there was we had legislative elections, and what happened was the Senate wound up being tied.
That's right.
18 apiece. And but then there was a deal that was worked out that allowed members of the Senate, Republican Rob Kane and Democrat Eric Coleman, to resign and take higher-paying jobs elsewhere in the state government. And then, you know, they were seen at safe seats, so then they figured, well, we'll have a special election, and then, you know, the Republican will be elected to Kane's seat, the Democrat will be elected to Coleman's seat, and we'll continue with 18 apiece in the Senate. And I think in the case of I believe it's the 32nd District, Kane's district, it looks like that's going to stay safely Republican, because he represented areas of Litchfield and New Haven counties that are solidly Republican.
That's Representative Berthold you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Berthold.
Exactly.
You know, I live in Bloomfield, Terry, and I have never seen so many signs there everywhere for this Aaron Romano, who is a write-in candidate in Bloomfield.
Oh, well, I wasn't aware of the fact that there was a write-in candidate.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, there is.
Yep.
Split the vote? Not exactly sure.
Well, he's for marijuana, too. He wants to sell marijuana, so I don't know how well he's going to do.
He's running on the pot platform.
We'll give him a pea cup, too.
We'll give him a pea cup, too. Yeah, we'll give him one of Dan's pea cups.
I'm advocating, because the governor's going to recommend closing all the state-run rest areas, that to retire the debt, we start selling the Dan Lovallo Connecticut pea cup for those who find it inconvenient.
25 cents. We'll pay a tax. I'm going to do all the commercials for free. We'll pay a tax and help to reduce the debt.
All right. Well, at any rate, what's happening is that in the scramble to replace Coleman, we have one of the guys who's stepping up to run, the Democrat, his fellow named Douglas McCrory. He is a state representative who represents portion of Hartford that includes the Senate district, that would be the north end of Hartford.
Bloomfield, yeah.
He has been a state rep for about a dozen years. He is seen very much as the status quo candidate. And then you have a fellow named Michael McDonald. He was a Republican from Windsor. He served on both the Windsor Town Council and the Board of Education. He's been doing that for 10 years. And he's actually a Second Amendment advocate. I don't know how well that'll serve him in that district, because it includes the north end of Hartford and most of the towns of Windsor and Bloomfield. But, he is running, and, you know, I did some research into this and found that turnout in special elections, of course, is quite low compared to, regular elections. So the turnout will be low, and generally it is said that low turnout favors Republicans nationwide and in other areas. I don't know whether that's true in this case, but I think clearly it is a change year, and this fellow McCrory really represents more of the same. He's been a state rep for a dozen of the worst years in the Capitol, and that's not a great record to run on. I don't know. What do you guys think that that this could be flipped to Republican? If it did, it would really upset the apple cart.
And also, Aaron Romano might be the difference in who wins it.
The write-in candidate.
The write-in candidate could be the man who you know, makes the difference.
Right. So that could help McCrory, but you're right about the low turnout. And I can tell you this, Terry, the Connecticut Citizens Defense League, CCDL, has really gotten behind McDonald's election. They are working hard because they figure if McDonald can win, then the Republicans, with Berthel winning the 32nd, would actually have control of the Senate, and it would thwart any more gun control legislation. So they have mobilized behind McDonald.
Yeah, and of course, Malloy's idea of imposing this very high fee increase on gun permits has really galvanized, I think, the Second Amendment advocates in the state.
Yeah, I can't believe it myself. And, you know, as I've mentioned, and Dan has mentioned, too, that it's coming up for renewal, and that they want $300 for a renewal.
Yeah. Exactly, and you know, hey, maybe it's a revenue producer, I don't know, but they certainly have to find new revenue. But what happens then if indeed McDonald prevails and wins, flips that seat? You would have what I referred to as a mad scramble. In other words, all the committee assignments would have to be redone, staff would have to be reconsidered.
Yep.
Be a big shakeup, and it might stall the agenda of Malloy and the Democrats at every turn, and it could be a real sort of earthquake in the Capitol.
Terry,
we'll
thanks
keep
for
our
the,
eyes on this.
We're out of time.
Thanks for the call, Terry Cowgill, Connecticut News Junkie columnist.